And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He writes about education and the arts for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is with us every once in a while speaking of the arts. Welcome.
La, 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 in the bathtub. Say, close that door. There's a draft in here.
What are you talking about?
How you been, gal?
Fine. How are you?
God, it's been like 8 years.
Not
Six
quite.
6 months.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. It's raining down here at the Radio Cafe. I love it. I just love it. Autumn is here. My favorite time of year. Halloween's coming up. Ghost schools, goblins, gorilla men.
Yeah. And it's time for you to talk about ghosts and Anne Margaret.
Well, you brought it up. I grew up on Anne Margaret and Julie Newmar. I have a hots for both of them still. You should have a hots for older women, I think, especially when you're an older man.
I should?
I'm stepping away from that one. Hey, I heard a rumor. I know you're often cautious about talking about your personal life. I'm going to be very, very sensitive. I heard a rumor you got a new puppy.
I did.
Oh, my God. Got a minute to talk about it?
Yes. I was driving. I had an appointment yesterday afternoon, and I was driving home, and there was a roadblock because of an accident or something, so I had to go a different way.
Aww.
And so then I was like, oh, I'm near the animal shelter.
Oh.
I haven't been there for a while.
Roby-doo.
And then there was a puppy.
Take me home, take me home.
Exactly. These things happen.
And that's it?
Yep.
Okay, no name yet?
No name.
Okay.
Its name is Cute Little Girl.
All right. So tonight, I'm going dancing at La Fonda de the Pleasure Pilots. Those guys are great. Swinging jazz and rock and roll. And let's start with just some Friday night music events, and you cut in whatever you like. Keith Kenny's playing at the Dual Brewing Company, 7:30. There's no cover. JJ and the Hooligans, I love the title of this band, 9 o'clock to close at Il Farol. We got a call for a cover, though. Hilltop Bar at the Lodge of Santa Fe has salsa dancing, which I'm sure you're very happy
Yay.
About. Yay! 9:30. Call for cover. No, call for cover. David Geist is playing his piano over at Pronto. It was a good autumn night to go sit and listen to some piano tunes at the bar. It's a good night for me to sit at the bar any night, piano or not. And Tiny's, you've got Chris Abeda, 5:30 to 8. And then followed by the Sean Helion Band, Rock and Roll at 8:30, no cover. And let's give a nod to Doug Montgomery, still playing at Vanessa, 6 p.m., followed by Estar Hanna, 8 p.m. to close, call for cover. There's a lot of good music stuff this weekend and at night. I love going out in the night in the autumn. I tend to get the winter stay-at-home stuff when the really cold weather comes in, but summer and autumn, I love to get out there and dance, and there's some good music and dancing happening at a lot of the nightclubs, bars, and restaurants tonight. Take a look at the Pasatiempo, page 57, for music listings.
Excellent. So the Tarnoff Art Center is having a lecture by Dean Howell, Perception, Psychology, and Embodiment in Art, this Sunday at the Tarnoff Art Center at 5 o'clock. They're having a new series of interactive talks inviting artists, critics, and anybody in the field to present a point of view to stimulate thoughts, questions, and conversations.
And where is that place? It's out on...
The Tarnoff Art Center is out in Row.
Which is kind of...
Which is like Glorieta, yeah, that area. And it's definitely worth taking a little drive out there, or maybe you live near there already. And they're just wonderful people. It's a great vibe.
I think it's turn off, and I could be wrong about this because it's turning off I-25 onto this road.
Not turn off, Tarnoff.
Oh, really? Who's that named after?
Tarnoff Art Center.
Oh, it's a Russian?
I don't know.
Huh. I thought it was turn off and not like a turn off, you should be turned off. My mistake.
What?
We learn everything. This is a weekend for those beautiful studio tours that pop up in the autumn. Abiquiu has one, the 21st one. Abiquiu, oh, Abiquiu. That's about an hour north of New Santa Fe on US 84, 10 to 5, Saturday through Monday, because Monday, real fast, is Columbus Day. It's one of those half holidays. Like the feds are shut down, the post office, the banks,
right.
The city shut down, but schools are in place, some state stuff's happening, so it's a very weird day. You're kind of...
And KSFR is on the air.
And I'll be at work. I know the deal. People like you and me and a janitor, we show up.
Yep.
There's also a studio tour in Chimayo this weekend, 45 minutes north of Santa Fe, US 84. Code over on New Mexico 88. Easy to find online, 10 to 5, Friday and Saturday. There's going to be flags and stuff tipping it off. And if you want to go somewhere closer, the Madrid and Cerrillos studio tour, which is, as you know, is about a half hour straight down Cerrillos Road. Turns the New Mexico 14. That's really the fastest way, I think. Unless you happen to live off I-25 north of there and you want to zoom down to the exit. But self-guided tour of more than 30 artist studios, 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. Check out MadridSurriosStudioTour.com. I believe all of them, Abiquiu, Surrios, and Chimayo have websites.
Excellent. And let's see. At Collected Works Bookstore, tomorrow at 9:30, come and enjoy the first opera breakfast and lecture of the fall season. Mary Keim will discuss Verdi's Macbeth. The lecture runs till 10:30 and precedes the Lenzic live showing of Macbeth at 11. And you can get discounts on breakfast in the coffee shop, and there's a little suggested donation.
Wait just a minute here. What? Verdi didn't write Macbeth. Everybody knows that. That's a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, but, you know, he did a version.
Version goes with Verdi, and that way he gets away with it?
Verdian.
Get my minutes on that plagiarist all.
Sunday, October 12th at Collected Works at 3 o'clock, Broadus Spivey, Jesse, and Jesse Sublette will present their book, Broke Not Broken, an intimate look at the story of Homer Maxey's famous bank war in Lubbock, Texas. And then on Thursday, the 16th of October at 6 o'clock, best-selling author, success coach, and motivational speaker Jen Sincero will present and discuss her book, You Are a Badass, a blunt how-to guide of refreshingly blunt how-to guide, which serves up 27 bite-sized chapters of inspiring stories, life-changing insights, and easy exercises.
You can say those words on the air?
What words? Sincero?
No, that naughty word you said at the end of the title.
Thursday?
I'm certainly thirsty, but it's too early for the bar. Tom Slay is a travel journalist and a travel poet of sorts, and he's coming to the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benilde's Hall over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design Tuesday night at 7. There's no charge for Stason Zed, poetry reading and a Q&A about his experiences. I think Paul Weideman, I hope I'm right about the byline, did a really nice job of him in the Pasatiempo. No, Jennifer Levin. Sorry, Jen. Jennifer Levin did a nice story, page 38 in the Pasatiempo today.
Cat of the Week. It's time for the Cat of the Week. And Robert Knott likes to purr.
Tell him what I'm doing now.
It's hard to tell.
I'm grooming my paws like kitties do.
Oh, okay.
You didn't notice?
I didn't get the pantomime. Find your forever kitty like this very sweet and social cat named Dink.
Meow.
Who adapts well to new environments. He would do well in a home with other friendly cats.
Uh-huh.
He has a grade 4 heart murmur, but no medications are required.
And a grade 4 reading level.
And that's right. He's surpassed many New Mexicans. He is a handsome boy with a medium-length gray and white coat in a tuxedo pattern.
Even dresses better.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a tuxedo.
Stop tickling me. People are going
to
see.
If you would like to adopt this cat, you can call 505-316-2281. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can check her out online at fandfnm.org.
And I promise I won't scratch up the couch. Hey, the Mets coming back to the Lenzic, live in HD, which I think means high definition. And you got the thing you talked about early, Verdi taking over Macbeth. But there's a whole season, by the way. And James Keller, the classical music writer for the Pasatiempo, has written a very nice 2 or 3 page spread about the whole
deal.
He's
a great writer.
He's a very great writer. He's a very good person, by the way. He has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Page 32 to 36. So check that out to see what's going on at the Lenzic when the Met comes back in HD, because it's too cold to go to the opera outdoors now.
Santa Fe Watershed Association is having Hunter's Moon River Cleanup Day tomorrow, October 11th, from 9:30 to 12 noon. Meet at DeVargas Park near the corner of Guadalupe and West Alameda Streets. You can look for the banners there for registration and free coffee and snacks starting at 9:30. And then volunteers will be given an assignment along the Santa Fe River to go and pick up debris along the riverbed. You should have good shoes, gloves, and energy.
I ought to pick up the debris in my own bed. There's gloves and shoes over there, too.
And if you find a red rock, you will be entered to win a prize or prizes donated by La Montañita, Dunkin' Donuts, Jinja, and many others. And if you have any questions about making this nice voluntary contribution to the health and beauty of your river, call 820-1696.
A red rock? What if you brought a little, thing of paint this big, and you painted a rock fast down there?
You know, I think that if you went to that much effort, they would probably enter you in the drawing. That's what I think.
Santa Fe Independent Film Festival still going strong, getting stronger and stronger, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That starts Wednesday.
I'm going to cover them Wednesday through Friday of next week.
Great. We won't talk too much, but it does start Wednesday night and goes through next Sunday.
No, you should talk about it.
Screenings are the... I am. Screenings are at the CCA, the Screen, Jean Cocteau, and the Lenzing Performing Arts. Again, PASA has an opening weekend story and a number of film sort of mini reviews about what's coming up. I think it's going to be great. I really like what they've been doing with it. Jacques has really taken it somewhere, and people are talking a lot about this annual event.
Yeah,
also
Jacques
real
Paisner.
Fast. I think mid-October is a really good time for such a film festival.
It is. I mean, there have been film festivals in the dead of winter,
right?
And it's like, it's fun because it's after Christmas and it's sort of cozy and warm and amazing. But it's also, if you're coming from outside, it's harder to just walk around and enjoy the town.
No, it is. You're cold in the neck. The only thing you want to do is go into a bar and have a warm drink.
Right.
Which I also do in the summer.
Filmmakers like to do, and some of those parties have been fabulous. But anyway, the Spanish Colonial Arts Society is offering a special lecture luncheon and book signing on Monday from 12 to 3 at the Hotel El Dorado with Archduke Geza von Habsburg.
Wow.
He will be speaking on Felipe II as a collector and patron. There is a charge for members and a slightly higher charge for non-members. For more information, you can call 982-2226, extension 109, or you can go to the SpanishColonial.org website.
Cousin Vinny's in town. He's
my cousin Vinny?
Not that guy, funny enough.
Joe Pesci?
No, if you Google Cousin Vinny, this guy's had an interesting backstory, which includes, seriously, being a male stripper and a journalist. And now he's written a book called The Devil's Glove. He's having a book signing today at Op City Books on Montezuma Avenue. That's in the San Bosco Center. And it's at 3 p.m. today. It's a good cloudy day. If you got nothing to do, to head over there. I don't know a lot about it. I hope I'm right with the plot. It's about like a baseball glove that's magical, and it gives the baseball player magical powers. But, of course, he has to make a deal with the devil. But if I'm wrong about that, forgive me. I know it's something along those lines. But Cousin Vinny's a pretty colorful character. 3 p.m. today. And you could head over there if you're looking for something more thought-provoking, perhaps. Lannan Foundation tonight. You didn't talk about that, did you?
I did not. We did an interview on that on Wednesday. Max Blumenthal.
Great.
But it sold out.
Typical. Okay. So at this point, good luck. 7 p.m. tonight.
Sometimes
you can show up.
But sometimes people sell tickets at the door. You know, at the, like, somebody says, "I've got an extra ticket."
But they don't scalp them in line, right?
No. I've never seen any scalping there. Everybody's hair is completely intact and well coiffed when they go in.
I could never get away with a joke like that on the air.
Wait, what do you mean you do all the time?
Did you know it's National Novel Writing Month?
No.
Well, listen to this. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Santa Fe Public Library at the Oliver Lafarge branch over on Llano Street, which is near DeVargas Middle School and around the corner from Kmart, there's a meet and greet with Santa Fe writers who are participating in this international writing challenge called National Novel Writing Month. And this runs through November, so it's more than a month if you ask me. But this event is Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Public Library. Go meet some authors and see what they're doing. You know, I don't think you have to buy anything, but you should always sort of help, you know, pay attention to literary figures, especially if they have figures. Hey, the old Santa Fe chairlift tours are happening. Did you know that?
No.
Sure, you go right up 475, and you can enjoy the fall colors on a Super Chief quad chair. 10 to 3 o'clock, Saturday, one way. They charge you for one way. I won't tell you how much. I guess you got to walk down, or maybe pay twice to get back. Discounts are available. This is the last weekend. 982-4429. Remember when I used to always do phone numbers, and you said nobody paid attention?
You should always do phone numbers.
Didn't you used to say to me, why do you do the phone numbers? Nobody's paying attention?
No.
That wasn't you?
No, that was that other girl.
I was on the show for 6 years, I swear to God.
Oh, maybe.
Whenever I did a phone number, you said never. Like, another thing, like, I would say to you, what time is it? And you'd get mad at me. But sometimes people are driving in their cars, and they don't have time to look at their cell phones.
It's 8:45. Beep.
People are driving to work. They kind of got to know how it's going. They don't want to just ride along.
Are you bringing up our past relationship issues?
It's just the way you're beaming and smiling at me and the way your hair is coiffed this morning.
Hey, tonight at 7:30 at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street, Boom Tick Boom, with Allison Miller, Myra Melford, Tot Sikafoos,
that's right,
Kirk Knuffle, Knuffke, and Jenny Scheinman. Will be playing a night of original music showcasing Allison Miller, drummer, composer. So don't know exactly what kind of music, but you can kind of tell from the name. No, I'm not sure. But let's see. Rhythmic improvisation and a vast array of tonal colors and harmonic shape shifts.
If you're interested a little bit in money, and who isn't, Duel in the Desert takes place Sunday at Collected Works. Did you talk about that when you laid out the Collected Works show? Duel in the Desert?
No.
11 o'clock. Collected Works is this great indie bookstore down at 202 Galisteo. Alan Weber, who you may know, businessman, journalist.
He's great.
Former candidate for being the governor.
Yep.
And Paul Gessing, do you know him? Really bright guy, journalist also. They're going to have a debate about New Mexico's economy.
Oh, right.
So I'm not quite sure what that's, you know, in the context of that. But I guess, because to me it doesn't look too good, but I'm sure one of them will be arguing that. I don't know what they're going to be arguing. Why should I conjugate?
Cogitate? Conjecture?
Yeah, that too.
David... Anyway. Go ahead.
11 o'clock Sunday.
11 o'clock Sunday. It's probably part of Journey Santa Fe. Hey, David Geist is playing, as always, at Pronzo Italian Grill in the Geist Cabaret upstairs. Performances from 6 to 9 tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow, Julie Trujillo will be joining him.
Julie's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Native Treasures Collector Sale. This is MIAC, the Museum of Indian Arts and Cultures, their annual fundraising sale. So you're going to see pottery, rugs, painting, blankets, jewelry, probably a lot of other stuff that I can't articulate. 10 to 4 Sunday up at the museum, which is on Camino Lejo, Museum Hill, 476-1250. There's no charge for this event. I'm curious, by the way, are they still doing this free Sunday admission at most of the state museums for New Mexico residents?
I haven't heard that it's changed.
Okay, because usually Sunday is a good day. Again, it's autumn. It's coming to winter. This is a good time to go to your museums. They're free for you if you're a New Mexico resident and you think, well, I haven't been there in 3 years. Well, go. Go down on a Sunday afternoon, especially if it's raining. Tone and Company Jam. I believe that's Tone Forest at Evangelo's on Sunday night, come to think of it. 8:30, call for cover. That's a good little jazz band. All right. I'm not sure what to make of this, but on Monday, the evolution of medicine to integrative medicine is going to be a discussion by Dr. Andrew Weil at 6:15 at the Lensic Monday.
Dr. Andrew Weil.
Weil. I said Weil. Weil?
Yeah. No, the famous...
Oh, of course. I hope he's well.
Integrative MD. Yep.
6:15, Monday night. Go if you like. You got to pay 988-1234.
Yep.
I don't think we talked about Lev Grossman coming to the Jean Cocteau.
Go for it.
Okay, that's Monday as well. Really good piece in the Posse Temple by him. He's the author of the Magician's Trilogy. The Magician's Land is the new one, I think. He's going to be reading from that at 7 p.m. Monday. And then he's doing a Q&A with George R.R. Martin, who everyone knows.
Yep.
From Game of Thrones and from the Jean Cocteau. got to pay to get in, but it's not too bad. You get $5 off with a paperback purchase. And there's no charge if you buy a copy of the book in hardcover. So little things to remember. See the story in Paso Tiempo today, page 20.
Excellent. There's a book signing at Artisans tomorrow called Orale, Kings and Queens of Cool. It's the catalog of the show that's at the Harwood Museum up in Taos. It opened recently and runs through January 25th of next year. And it looks like a great show. It's that kind of... Chicano, super cool cars and sex cars, religion, women, and bright colors kind of thing.
I'm on my way. I like all of that except the one thing.
What's that?
I didn't say it.
Hmm.
But it's not the women's sex cars. I can go for all of that, but no.
Wait,
when is that? Where?
It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow at Artisans in Santa Fe. And did they tell me what time it is?
We have this conversation for decades.
I know, you got to put the
all
time
information.
In.
All information. I just got a press
release. I can't
release.
Believe they didn't do that.
I got a press release telling me the date and the place, had nothing about the time. It's small stuff, but look that stuff over, really.
Yeah, you're just going to have
time, date, place.
Call Artisan or look in the Paso Tiempo for more information.
Jeff Berg is kind of this wonderfully goofy guy. He's a big film historian. And he loves New Mexico film. And he's been working on a series of film clips where he shows scenes from old movies, forgotten movies, classic movies shot in New Mexico. And then he talks about where they were shot and tells anecdotes. And probably has anecdotes as well. 3 p.m. on Tuesday, he's going to be doing Jeff Berg Filmed in New Mexico at the School for Advanced Research up at Garcia Street, 600. There's no charge. It's 3 p.m. I think this could be a really fun, like, 90-minute event. I've seen some of his films and interviewed him, but I've never seen his presentation. You know, he sort of lets the clips play and then talks about them.
Okay.
That's 3 p.m. on Tuesday, School for Advanced Research, Jeff Berg Filmed in New Mexico.
Excellent. So SHED is a site-specific performance from New Mexico School for the Arts Dance Department, and it is happening...
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, tomorrow and Sunday
Good.
At 4 and 5:30, both days, at the Water History Park and Museum at 1209 Upper Canyon Road in Santa Fe. And it's free admission by reservation only, so you have to go to nmschoolforthearts.org/tickets.
Yeah, and it's this is a site-specific dance shows they do. They did one up at the Cross of the Martyrs. They build a whole dance show around it. It's really cool. You sort of follow the dancers through the environment. And one hopes, since it is outdoors, that you know, they don't get rained out, even though we love the rain.
Right.
yes. No, I'm not stepping on your toes
that
anymore.
That was NMSA.
Whenever I step on your lines, I get to grieve from people.
All right, then.
What do you know about the effect of gamma rays on Man in the Mood Marigolds?
It's a great title.
Do you know the play?
I haven't seen or read the play yet.
All right, it's at the Santa Fe Playhouse, in case you're wondering. And that's over on DeVarga Street. And I think it opens this weekend, 142 East DeVarga Street. It's a 1964 play, Quinn Manders directing it. 988-4262, the Playhouse. Runs basically Thursdays through Sundays. They now do 7:30 shows, which I think is terrific on weeknights. And I think their matinees have gone back to 2 p.m. They used to be 4 p.m., or they tried 4 p.m., but they're back to 2 p.m. As a theater person, I will always advocate for 4 p.m. matinee, because on a Sunday, it gives you the whole day to do what you want. You go hiking. Then you go to the show. Then it's 6 o'clock, and you're ready for dinner and a beer.
That's right, and dog walking.
Especially with a new puppy.
I took her to the... It's very funny. You take a puppy to the dog park, and I was holding her part of the time, and I let her run around a little bit, too. And everybody stops you.
Because it's a puppy?
Because it's a puppy, and it's cute.
You bring a puppy into the workplace, business stops.
This little girl who was in first grade stopped me and wanted to play with the puppy, and then... wanted my phone number so that our puppies could play together.
Nice.
She's a sweet girl named Audrey.
Do you want to turn down the volume and I will go get you a nice treat?
No, that's all right.
Are you sure? Okay. See the nice things I ask of her in the middle of it? Everybody's saying, what was that about?
What was that
about?
Oh,
the dog. They think that I'm getting the dog a treat.
The dog isn't here.
No, I know, but...
Okay, so you talked about Cousin Vinny Agnello, author of The Devil's Glove and at Opposite Books, but did you talk about... that's today at 3, but then at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Franklin Vio and Eve Rickard present their work More Than Two, A Practical Approach to Ethical Polyamory. You can check out this week's reporter for a short interview. And then on Sunday, Ron Brenneman, author of Perkin Musings, he has spent the last 30 years doing humanitarian work in El Salvador. We had him on briefly yesterday, and he started a school there that does kind of like develop... It's like education and economic development at the same time. So, anyway, it's good stuff.
That's good. Economy and education are two of the big things going on these days.
Yep.
Especially in this here governor's race. I think that as an education piece, I think this week is Rio Grande School is doing 7th grade option night, where you can bring your 7th, your 6th grader up there, and people from various 7th grade, pardon me, middle and high schools are going to be there to talk about the options of coming to a middle school public, a middle school charter, a middle school private. Rio Grande does this because they have no stake in the game, because their kids, it's a K through 6. I think it's a pre-K through 6. So if you're interested, if you're confused, if you don't know where to take your kid who's going to 7th grade next year, consider going. I went last year. It was a really interesting evening. It's 6 p.m. Thursday at the Rio Grande School on Camino Cabra, 715 Camino Cabra. That's up in the neighborhood of... Adelia School and St. John's College. and show up at 6. They do a little speech. Then they have all these tables with people from different schools trying to convince you that they're the right school for you to take your 7th grader to. But I happen to think it's a really interesting idea. And again, it's Rio Grande who hosts it, has no stake in it because their school ends at 6th grade.
Oh, okay.
And jumping way ahead, in mid-November, pay attention because Judy Collins comes back to the Lenzic and people just kind of love her. And the Heath concerts are presenting her November 16th at 7:30. Later in December, they've also got Leo Kottke, which everybody loves. They're both at the Lenzic. November, December, just kind of keep your eyes open for that stuff.
Sunday, October 12th, Collected Works Bookstore Journey Santa Fe presents an immigration discussion with KSFR's Zuby Wilson and Marcela Diaz from Somos Un Pueblo Unido. They do wonderful work over there, so check it out. Nice discussions on Sunday morning at Collected Works. Did you announce a different thing at Collected Works?
I think Sunday? You and I are just doing what we've done for years. We're not paying attention to each other, and yet somehow we stay married.
Yeah.
I've presented 82 things today. What time is it?
I don't know. It's, yeah. Hi.
Well, hello. Don't tickle me under the table. Hey, can I sing the theme song from Blazing Saddles, or is it too soon since it doesn't play at the Lenzic until late November?
Well, you know, this may be your only chance.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shiny star. I love that movie. But Mel Brooks, late November, they're playing it at the Lenzic. Pay attention. They're going to benefit, I'm saying this for you, the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. So when the time comes, you need to promote that movie.
Yep.
And you got to pay to get in, but it's going to be great. It's rated R. And a Q&A follows with actor David Huddleston, who was in it. So when the time comes in late November, I think that's the Friday before Thanksgiving, go see Blazing Saddles at the Lenzic. You will laugh. It's the 40th anniversary, and the money goes to the wonderful, excellent Santa Fe Animal Shelter, where Miss Mary Charlotte got her brand new puppy.
I got my puppy at the shelter, and it's so cute. Let's see. Uh-huh. KSFR is having a fun drive starting not this Monday, but the next Monday. And we would like you, dear listeners, to send in your contribution beforehand so that we can make it a very short fun drive or don't have to have any fun drive at all.
Yeah, and get rid of it in like 5 days, right?
Yep. And we're offering a $500 10,000 waves package.
Oh boy.
Including massage and all kinds of treatments and private tubs and good stuff.
And you could sleep there too, even, because they have a hotel and a restaurant. So I'm going to put in for that, even though I sometimes participate in KSFR and I probably shouldn't.
Yep.
So what about the Contra Dance? You ever hear of anybody still going to those?
Nope.
Oddfellows Hall, 1125 Sorrius Road, right by the intersection of Cordova. It's a folk dance with really easy walking steps. You get live music by Salador. You go there Saturday, 7 o'clock, you get a lesson. You start dancing at 7:30. You got to pay to get in. It's cheaper for students. 820-3535. I have a feeling that this Contra dance has been going on for like 20 years.
Hey, so. It's almost time to go. I want to mention one more thing. The Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk on Wednesday, the 15th of October, by Edsel Brown, entitled Navajo Corn, Cultural Significance and History.
Sounds
That's at the
me.
Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso. So for more information, 690-5105. Robert Knott writes about arts and education for the Paso Tiempo and the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's speaking of the arts with us today.
Happy autumn.
Happy autumn, and you've got a new book. We're going to be talking about that next week.
Thank you so much, and I'll plug it and promote it, and I thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be good.
You are good. You've been listening to the Radio Cafe.
My name
is Mary Charlotte.
I know
We're
that too.
Streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafeMC, and my email is RadioCafe@KSFR.org.
That covers everything, except the $5 you owe me.
They never brought me my caffeine, and I still got through the show.
That's the treat I wanted to go get you.
I know. Well, have a great day, Robert Knott. Great to have you on the air. Come by a little more often.
I'd love
we
to come
miss
by.
You.
Oh, I'll come by next week.
Hasta la vista. Thank you.